Lesson number two. In this lesson, the goal is to learn how to take compelling photos that will cause others to read your profile and open it. To take photos that will cause others to be interested in you. To take photos that will cause others to want to contact you. The single significant most important factor for your success in online dating is your main photo. It's 80-85% of it. It will determine whether or not someone is even going to look at your profile, much less be interested in you. That's why it's so critical to take so many photos so you'll have one that photo that really stands out and puts you in the best light. Take 100 more if you can. I'm going to share a tip with you at the end of this lesson that'll make it really easy for you to do, and this is really a good one. You should be able to take these photos in less than an hour or two. Take a few sample pictures to make sure the lighting and background is good. Then start taking them in rapid succession. Change clothes and move to another spot and take more. When you post your profile online, you only have 1 or 2 seconds to capture their attention, so the photo has to be your best. If that one photo doesn't cause them to click on your profile, then you've already lost 50% of your chances. More than that. Think about how you sift through profiles of others. It's the main photo that causes you to click on their profile to learn more. Come on, be honest. If it's not that interesting, or you're not even going to get to first base. That's why it's important to take about 100 pictures in different rooms, under different lightings, at different angles, and with different props. This will be the catalyst for everything else that follows. First, you want to get a decent digital camera or get a friend that has one to take your pictures. You don't want to use your regular single lens reflex and have to develop and everything. That's ridiculous. When using a digital camera, it doesn't cost you anything to take multiple photos. If you don't have a friend that'll take them for you, get a decent tripod and set the camera on a 5 to 10 second delay when you take pictures. If you can afford it and have the time, it's best to hire a professional photographer. They should be able to capture your best picture. Have them take ones with formal and informal attire to get a good balance. Remember, this is more important than a job interview. This is the rest of your life. Wear colors that match your skin and hair. Put on some nice fitting clothes. Get a few dozen shots in a sports coat and tie or evening gown. Take some in formal and casual attire, and if you're in decent shape, some while working out. A word of caution for the men. Even if you have ripped abs or are in terrific shape, do not post pictures of yourself with your shirt off. About 5% of the women like it. 95% are completely turned off. You will immediately be downgraded. Go figure. Just proves that for women, looks aren't everything. For the women, studies show it helps to show some skin and some cleavage, but don't overdo it. You want to post a classic and tasteful photo with just a hint of sensuality that highlights your best features if you want to get the most views. It's hard to deny that a double standard doesn't exist in this regard, but that's what study shows, and those are the facts of life. Vive la différence. There are ways to show off your body if you've got a great one. For example, if there's a reason to have your shirt off while performing an activity like surfing or playing a sport, then that's acceptable. You want to avoid the cell phone shot of you posing without a shirt in the bathroom mirror. Bad stuff. Sure, it's going to take a few hours to take all these photos, but your single main photo is by far and away the first and most important key to your success with online dating. I can't stress it enough. So you really do need to take the time to get your best shot in. If he or she doesn't like your picture, they won't even bother opening your profile. Honestly, you really don't have to be great looking to be attractive. What is critical is that you need to take quality pictures. You need to look interesting, like you've taken some pride in yourself and with good grooming and good fitting clothes, and that you'll be a fun and interesting person to be with. Posting quality photos with a great headline and profile will get you the most attention. In a recently published book by David Perret called In Your Face, The New Science of Human Attraction, It suggests that women are more likely to judge a man to be more attractive when they see another woman looking and smiling at him. For the men, try and include a picture of yourself between two attractive women smiling at you while you're looking at the camera. And I'm going to show you how to do this later on. A suggestion for the men is the next time you see two gorgeous women in public, ask them if they'll do you a small favor. Stage a shot between them. It's a perfect opportunity to approach and meet attractive women. Tell them truthfully what you're trying to do. It's innocent, charming, and they'd be flattered to help you out. Get them to give you sexy looks while someone's taking your picture. To be most effective, you should be looking straight at the camera and not at them. This can also work for women as well, especially if you're wearing something cute and attractive. The key to a successful photo shot in this regard is to give a cute pose and act unaware of the attention you're receiving. If it's not too blatant or a stage shot, no one has to know right away. You can tell them about it on your one-year anniversary. Try not to make it look too staged, but it's a great way to get a lot of attention for your profile. More importantly, the background of your photo is probably as important as how attractive you are. When you take a lot of pictures, you'll be very impressed to realize how great looking you really are when you have 100 or more photos to choose from. You really want to take some full body pictures, some from the waist up, and some from the shoulders up. Good lighting is critical. Whenever possible, you want the camera with its back to the source of lighting. If your face comes out shiny, pat a little baby or talcum powder on it before taking a picture. Take some pictures inside. Take some pictures outside. Take pictures that show a peek of what your life is like, but make sure it's an attractive background. If you have a nice car, you may want to have it present in the picture, but not like you're showing it off. If you have a nice house with nice furnishings, you may want to pick a shot that showcases it in a way that puts the focus on you and not on the house. You may want to include props in the background that reflect your hobbies or interests. Women have a keen eye when it comes to looking for clues about you and your background of the pictures. That's usually the main thing they're looking for. So make sure your background shows you in a positive light. Make sure it's clean, neat, and inviting. Get in the habit of taking pictures wherever you go that shows you doing things that are fun. You want to show glimpses of your life, having fun where your new partner will want to be in the pictures with you. You want to continue to add different pictures to your profile as you progress. Go through recent photos and pick some of you not more than a few years old. Truth in advertising is really important, so you don't want to mislead anyone. If it's a great photo that's older, make sure you mention it in the caption. Before you take a lot of photos, practice some poses in the mirror. Practice some smiling, some serious, and some pensive. Practice some with an open smile and some closed. Be sure you use good posture throughout. A good way to pose is to stand at a slight angle to the camera with your head facing the camera with your chin slightly tilted up. Research also conclusively shows that the left side of your face is more attractive because the left side actually shows more emotions. You'll score points if you have a good family picture with everyone having a good time. If you have dogs or pets, include an affectionate shot or two of you and them together with you. If you have a hobby, be sure to include a picture of you enjoying it. If you're in a group shot, you want to make sure that you stand out in the picture. You don't want someone else more attractive in the photo to steal your thunder. You want to make sure that when he or she looks at it, they're focused on you. You want to include a picture or two that are totally out of context. They won't be for your main photo, but you'll want to give them a reason to ask, what the hell is that all about? But it creates mystery and intrigue. Or they might write you saying how cute the picture is. You want to have a photo that can create a little mystery or intrigue that will make them want to contact you and ask you what it's all about. You'd be surprised how many times women have written to me about a picture I took of my dog behind the wheel of my Mercedes captioned, this is my dog Cole driving through a DUI checkpoint. Unfortunately, the only license he has around his neck. This picture has gotten more women to write me than any other one, including my main photo. This picture shows that I love my dog, that I have a nice car, that I'm clean and I take care of my things, and that I have a sense of humor. In that one picture, it can tell all those things. These are quality women are drawn to. And that one picture speaks volumes about who I am and what it would be like to be with me. Posting 4 to no more than 10 pictures of the optimum, you don't want to make it look like you're trying too hard, even though you may be. You want to post pictures that will give them a reason to contact you. Here's some tips and guidelines for taking pictures. I know there's a lot to involve to ingest here, and you don't have to follow every one of these to the T, but try to get as many of these cans if you want to take your best picture, because like I mentioned, your best picture is the most important thing.